Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2149, The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading articles or book excerpts or essays, sometimes stories, to you every day, including holidays. And I plan to keep that up, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. When most of the tasks we have to do are more involved, yet we haven't established focus momentum, we jump from thing to thing without actually completing much. This tends to be accompanied by a bit of anxious energy or overwhelm around having a lot of options for what to do, but often we're lacking some clarity on what is most important. Sometimes it all feels important, or it all is important. Especially with more complex priorities, a secondary challenge comes when you aren't sure how to get started with that individual task. The irony of this situation is that we have so much to do that we feel like we don't have time to stop, assess, and set things up so we can get zoned in. Here are some simple steps to recenter and move forward. This focus launch list should take about 20 to 30 minutes, but will save hours of wasted time and effort. The focus launch list. Number one, breathe. Pause everything, and I mean everything, and take a bunch of deep, slow breaths. Silence your phone and put it far away. Close your eyes and push the CO2 that has been chilling the bottom of your lungs for the last 2 hours and let your houseplants have it. Number two, grab a notebook and pen. Turn to a new page and leave it open next to you, pen uncapped, ready to roll. Number three, clear workspace. Take 5 minutes and remove everything from your desk that might be a visual distraction. Papers, post-it notes, memory cards, books, empty coffee cups, etc. As you go, make a note in your notebook for anything you don't want to forget if you find a post-it note with grocery items on it. Don't list the specific grocery items, just write something like, grocery shopping, list on post-it note in desk drawer. You don't have to throw things away, just note them and store them away. Number four, clear digital space. Close everything on your computer. Save any unfinished work, bookmark browser tabs that you don't want to lose, and close them. Even if you're going to open something right back up in a bit, close it for now. By the end, you should be able to restart your computer safely without losing any work. Similarly, if there was something you're in the middle of that you need to come back to, note what it is and where to find it in your notebook. Respond to Janelle. Main email inbox. Number five, clear brain space. You likely have some things listed already, but take everything else bouncing around in your brain and write it down in the notebook now. Don't think too hard about it. Just jot down any concerns you have on what's going on right now. I haven't shaved in 3 days. Did the dog go out yet? Library book needs to be returned. This doesn't have to be exhaustive. Just let any concerns you have flow onto the page. Your computer has to use its processing power to keep all those extra applications running at the same time. Closing them frees up more juice for the task at hand. Your brain needs the same thing. Number six, sort notes. Sure, you haven't shaved in 3 days, but unless you're showing up to a photo shoot later, another day might not be a big deal. This page is your beehive. It's busy, chaotic, and relatively disorganized, but it's all there. Identify two things, a quick win, and an urgent or important today task. Quick win, walk the dog. Important, write investor update letter. Number 7, momentum play. Go do the quick win right now. And if it's something that doesn't require a lot of mental processing, use the time to think through how you're gonna approach the important thing. What's the first sentence of the letter? What information needs to be included? Visualize yourself crafting this letter. Number 8, affirm success. Cross out the quick win task that you just completed and yell, boom. Or maybe do a stupid quiet dance or something to not scare your dog or neighbors. Yes, actually do this. You made progress, celebrate it. Next. Number 9, set the stage. Flip to a clean page in your notebook and write the one task at the top. Jot a few quick notes underneath reflecting on any considerations you had while doing whatever your quick win was. If on the computer, open the one or two things you need to complete the task, and if it's something like writing, take those notes from your notebook and dump them into the page so you have some guidelines to start with. Go to the bathroom, get a glass of water, airplane mode your phone. Tell any cohabiting humans that you're gonna be zoning in for the next 90 minutes. Turn on block site or whatever distraction killer you use. Start a kitchen timer for however long you're going to work for. If your work period aligns with one of our focus group times in the community, all the better. Number 10, do the thing. Build off of whatever guidelines you created to start with and expand on them. Don't sit with a blank page or spreadsheet or whatever. Just add something. Copy and paste this paragraph into it if you need to. Start now, don't make it perfect. Put clay on the table so you have something to sculpt. Number 11, dump distractions. You're gonna think of things. You're gonna think of the funniest tweet you've ever tweeted, and you're gonna want to tweet it right now. You may not. Write said tweet in the notebook, which should still be open on your desk, and get right back to it. Dump it from your brain and move on. You're gonna remember a grocery item you forgot to put on your list. Dump it in your notebook and go back. Don't hang on it, just release it. And number 12, repeat the process. At a certain point, you won't be writing in your notebook anymore and you'll overcome the discomfort required to enter a flow state. Sure, this focused launch list might have eaten 30 minutes of your day, but you just got 90 minutes of focused work done, likely in a flow state that multiplies output by 2 to 5 times. If there's more to do on the task, throw your hands in the air like you're the 2x world champ, take a short break, and set up again for round 2. If the progress you've made is enough for the day, play Celebration by Kool and the Gang on Spotify and take a break. Or you can always go back to your list for another task and continue with the momentum you've built. After 2 or 3 of these 90-minute blocks, you're done. The end. While the explanation may be lengthy, each of these items on the focus launch list usually only take a minute or two. This is how you can save your day, calm the bouncy ball brain, and make forward progress on important work. Respect the process by giving it the space it needs, and you will reap its rewards. You know, it's the whole, if you don't have time to meditate for 1 hour, you should meditate for 2 wisdom. Good luck, and have fun with it. You just listened to the post titled The Focus Launch List by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. Dig it, Anthony. Keep in mind, as he said, each of the items on his launch list might only take a minute or two. So if you're feeling it, try it out. Another suggestion of something to try. So let me know how it goes. Thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.